Today we're diving into a heavy Ableton Live 12 effects chain for jack and breaks, sub impact, and that proper jungle and old school DNB attitude. This is an intermediate lesson, so we're not just slapping on effects for loudness. We're building pressure, punch, and controlled grime. The goal is to make the break feel bigger, harder, and more alive without losing the low end or turning the groove into mush. Think of this as a chain for break loops, bass chops, fills, intro drops, and those filthy little transition moments where you want the whole tune to hit with more authority. Before we start, one important mindset: gain stage everything. In a chain like this, tiny level boosts add up fast. So every time you add a device, compare it to the bypassed signal at the same loudness. We want tone, not just volume. Also, think in frequency lanes. The sub lane should stay stable, clean, and mostly mono. The body lane is where we can shape weight and punch. And the grit lane is where we bring in saturation, roar, and parallel dirt. Keeping those lanes organized is what makes this style of processing feel powerful instead of messy. Start by choosing the right break. You want something with character already baked in. Amen style loops. Think style breaks. Raw funk breaks. Drummer recordings with room tone. Or chop jungle loops with a little natural crunch all work really well. Listen for a break that has solid kick and snare presence, enough transient detail to react to processing, and not too much low rumble or room boom. If the loop is too clean, it may feel sterile. If it's already crushed to death, this chain can fall apart quickly. The first device in the chain is EQ8. This is where we clean up the low end before we start pushing the break harder. Put a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. You're not gutting the kick here. You're just removing an audible rumble that eats headroom and makes the mix feel slow. If the loop has muddy low mids, try dipping somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz by a couple of dB. And if the snare sounds cloudy, scan around 400 to 800 Hz and reduce a little if needed. A good habit here is to watch the spectrum display in EQ8. In jungle and DNB, messy low end can make the entire tune feel like it's dragging. Cleaning this up first gives every later processor more room to work. Next comes Drum Bus, which is one of the best stock devices in Ableton for this kind of job. It gives you weight, transient impact, distortion, and a bit of sub-enhancement all in one place. Start with drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Keep crunch fairly modest at first, maybe 5 to 20% depending on how aggressive you want it. If the top end gets sharp, adjust dab. Use boom carefully, because it can get floppy fast. Start around 0 to 10%, and if you use it, set the boom frequency somewhere around 50 to 70 Hz. Then bring in transient, maybe plus 5 to plus 20, to help the break snap forward. The key with Drum Bus in DNB is to use it for impact, not for bloated low end. If the break already has plenty of kick energy, too much boom can make the groove lazy. We want that old school pressure, not a soggy bottom. After Drum Bus, add saturator. This is where we create harmonic density, which helps the break cut through on smaller speakers and keeps it audible once the bass line gets busy. Try drive somewhere around plus 2 to plus 8 dB, turn soft clip on, and use a warm curve like analog clip if that feels right. Then trim the output so the processed level stays matched. That output trim is important. Don't let the saturation stage trick you into thinking louder automatically means better. Why are we doing this? Because in a DNB mix, the break often has to fight against re-spaces, subs, rewinds, effects hits, and vocals. If it disappears when the bass drops, it usually needs more mid-range harmonics, not just more volume. Saturation is what gives it that audible body. Now we move to compression. Glue compressor is a great choice here, because it can add cohesion and punch without totally flattening the groove. A nice starting point is an attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds, and a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Aim for around 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on the hits. If needed, use soft clip. You want the snare to stay punchy, the break to feel glued, and the groove to keep moving. If you use compressor instead, try a faster attack, somewhere around 2 to 10 milliseconds, release around 50 to 150 milliseconds, and a ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. Sidechain can be useful if you're building a drum bus that needs to duck around the kick or the bass in a larger arrangement. Here's a really important coach note. If the break starts sounding flat, reduce the compressor before you reduce the drive. A lot of the time, overcompression is what kills the energy, not saturation. Now for the nasty part. If you want a darker, heavier edge, add roar. This can turn a fat break into a proper weapon. But the move here is subtle at first. Don't just blast the whole signal into oblivion. Try focusing the drive and tone in the mid-range or upper mids, and keep the mix somewhere around 10 to 40% depending on taste. If the whole thing turns fizzy, back it off or use roar in parallel instead. Roar is amazing on break buses, chopped snare fills, re-slayers, and intro tension returns. It can bring that modern aggression while still keeping the jungle spirit intact. After the dirt stages, use utility to lock the low end. This is a massive DNB move. The main idea is simple. Keep the sub mono. Wide sub can sound exciting on headphones, but it usually falls apart in the club. If your version of utility has bass mono options, use them. If not, narrow the width a bit or manage the stereo image elsewhere. Also, trim the gain if needed so you preserve headroom. This is where the frequency lane idea really matters. Let the low lane stay solid. Let the body lane be controlled. Let the grit lane do that exciting stuff on top. That separation is what makes the chain feel huge instead of blurry. Finish with a limiter. You don't want accidental peak sneaking through when the brake gets excited. Set the ceiling around minus 0.8 to minus 1.0 dB, and only add gain if you really need it. If the limiter is constantly working more than 1 or 2 dB, that's usually a sign to back off the earlier stages. Lower the drive, reduce compression, ease off the boom, or switch to more parallel processing. Speaking of parallel processing, this is where things get really fun. For bigger jungle energy, build an audio effect rack and split the chain into two paths. On the clean punch chain, keep things tight, EQ 8, drum bus, and a little compression. On the dirty parallel chain, high pass harder, maybe around 120 to 200 Hz, then add saturator, roar, and more compression. You can even use a little redux if you want extra grime. Then blend the dirty chain underneath the clean chain until the break wakes up. A good starting point is to keep the dirty layer very low, somewhere around minus 18 to minus 12 dB, and bring it up slowly. You're not trying to hear it as a separate thing. You're trying to feel the break, become heavier and more alive. This parallel approach is one of the best ways to get that big old-school jungle attitude without losing the main groove. The clean layer preserves the rhythm. The dirty layer adds menace. Now let's talk arrangement, because the best FX chain in the world still needs to work in context. In the intro, you might use a filtered break with a little more atmosphere and less low end. In the build, you can increase saturation or slowly open the filter. On the drop, bring the full chain in with the sub locked in mono. During fill bars, automate drum bus drive or roar mix upward for extra impact. And in breakdown sections, pull the low end out and let the texture and ghost notes speak. Automation is a huge part of this sound. Try automating EQ low cut movement for tension, drum bus drive into the drop, roar mix on fills, utility width to open transitions, and careful limiter changes only when you need a moment of extra lift. A few classic chain variations are worth trying. For a classic old school jungle punch, use EQ 8, drum bus, glue compressor, saturator, utility, and limiter. That gives you a warm, aggressive, mixable result. For darker warehouse pressure, try EQ 8, saturator, roar, compressor, utility, and limiter. That leans harder into nasty mids intensity. For a parallel jack breaks monster, build one clean rack chain with EQ 8, drum bus, and glue compressor, then a second dirty chain with a hard high pass, saturator, roar, compressor, and maybe a little redux. That one is all about huge impact with a controlled bass foundation. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't overprocess the low end. If you distort the sub too much, the kick gets blurry and the whole break loses punch. Second, don't overdo drum bus boom. It's tempting, but in DNB it can make a tight break feel floppy. Third, don't saturate everything equally. If the whole loop gets hit the same way, you lose definition, shape before saturation or use parallel paths. Fourth, don't compress until the groove dies. The swing of a break is part of the magic. Keep the attack alive. Fifth, don't ignore arrangement. Something can sound massive in solo and still fail in the tune if the bass and other elements aren't balanced. And finally, don't let the limiter do all the work. If it's smashing constantly, fix the chain upstream. A few pro tips to push this even further. Use contrast, not just distortion. Heavy DNB works because the clean sections make the dirty sections feel more violent. Resample your chain when you hit a sweet spot, then chop the audio into new slices. That gives you more creative control and speeds up decisions. You can also layer a short sub hit under key break moments, especially on snare accents. Just keep it short and controlled. Another great move is band-specific dirt. Saturate the mid-range only, leaving the low end stable. If you want more movement, a tiny modulation, a slow auto-filter wobble or subtle facer motion. Just enough to keep the loop alive, not so much that it loses its identity. Here's a good practice exercise. Choose one break loop and duplicate it. On the first track, build a clean core with a Q8 high passed around 30 Hz, mild drum bus, light glue compressor, and utility to keep the low end mono. On the second track, create a dirty parallel layer with a harder high pass around 180 Hz, saturator with around plus 5 dB drive, or with a moderate mix and stronger compression. Then arrange them over 16 bars. In bars 1 to 4, use only the clean core. In bars 5 to 8, bring in the dirty parallel quietly. In bars 9 to 12, automate the dirt louder. In bars 13 to 16, add a filter sweep and let it slam into the drop. Test it with a sub-bass, a reese, and maybe a simple pad or atmosphere. The goal is to make the break feel bigger without losing clarity or swing.